Hey, I believe we are live. Welcome. This is American English with this guy. I am this guy. My name is Brent. And the idea is that I will take your questions for the next hour or so about learning English, American culture, I don't know, anything you want. And the whole time, I will hopefully be speaking clearly and slowly enough that you will be able to practice your listening comprehension skills an entire hour or so. So before we get started too much, I want to say hi to a couple people. Amina, welcome. Channel member. We speak almost every day, right? At least through text maybe, but I feel like I know Amina pretty well. She's from Canada. And Ario comments a lot. Feel like I know Ario pretty well. Teenager. Indonesia. Welcome. Hijar, how are you? Hope you're all doing well there. And Maria. Maybe Maria. Maria and I have been talking for the last couple hours, 24 hours. And she said she might come on a little later. I don't want to steal her thunder. I don't want to say what she's going to talk about. But I think a couple days ago, I put a call out to silver members of the channel. Hey, you want to come on? Practice your speaking? Ask some questions live? And a couple people said yes. So we'll see. One other person may show up. He likes to sleep late though. We'll see. And Alina is here. Welcome. Alina, I believe there's some, is it Japanese writing? But I think Alina is from Russia, right, Alina? And I cannot pronounce your name. I'm sorry, but I would like to say hello back. Yeah, so just leave your questions in the chat. I will answer them as best I can. HS, how are you? Hey, SEO Wu is here. Ali, lots of new. Sometimes when I'm looking at the comments, they will all pop up at the same time. So a bunch of new comments there. Hello. Lena is here. Hello. 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 Yeah, so just leave your questions in the chat and I will answer them. Haas, how are you? I don't see any questions yet. So I have a couple prepared. Yeah, great to see you again too. MD, welcome. Samin. So I have a couple questions as I cough. Great. I have a couple questions that I think will be helpful. So this is, let me move over here. This is from the Discord server for channel members. And Linda was asking this question right here. And to be honest, I don't know the answer. But she says, are these things called flying discs or saucers? And a lot of times we just don't have the answer in English. A lot of times, so this is obviously from an amusement park. And we might call this a kiddie ride. So a kiddie ride. Oh, what do you know? Daniel is here. What's up, Daniel? Daniel might be on a little later too. Check the link, Daniel, in the Discord server. I sent you a link. So this is definitely from an amusement park. A kiddie ride. But is it a flying saucer? I don't know. Is it a flying disc? But probably not. But if you wanted to say this in English, you might have to describe it. I'm going to be over by the, the kiddie ride. It goes around and around and up and down, you know, like maybe like a flying car or flying saucer. I'll meet you over there. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know if we actually have a name for that besides like kiddie ride. Kiddie ride might work. Another one, this comes from the Discord server as well. Move over here. So she's talking about the Euro final. By the way, huge congratulations to Italy. If you're watching from Italy, I'll try to say it in Italian. Oh, I know. Complimenti, right? That's the easy one. Complimenti, ragazzi. Maybe congratulazioni. Buona lavora. So a little Italian there. I hope I didn't mess it up too badly, but Italy and England will lock horns. Like, lock horns. What the heck does that mean? Horns. In English, that could be one of two things, right? It could be the musical instrument. They're going to play horns together. Or it could be those things on an animal's head. And that's what that is right there. And so I responded, there's a store not far from me called LL Bean. They sell camping gear. And in their store, they have this. And it's called the Final Charge. And so those two moose, the plural of moose is moose. One moose, two moose. So those two moose got locked together. And unfortunately, they died, but they were literally locking horns. And we would say that those moose are stuffed. They're not real. They were real at one time. They're not living. So I don't know how you stuff an animal to preserve them. When I say preserve, I mean make last longer. So these two moose are preserved, but they locked horns. They could not unlock themselves. So unfortunately, they died, but they were locking horns. So a lot of times in sports, when two sports teams are going to get together and play each other, we might use the term lock horns. So I hope that helps if there are any sports fans in here. Uh-oh, SU, woo. I see this right here. Lots of questions. SU, woo, says, I have a lot of questions, but... Okay, really shy. Okay. All right, SU, woo. Well, keep working on it. I mean, I just spoke a little Italian. I'm always nervous when I do it. But the good thing, I see you're in a lot of live streams. You're in Bob the Canadian's live stream. That's the key. You're working at it every day. So SEO, it's something that I struggle with as well. When, you know, I need to speak more Italian, I get so nervous. And I'm sure the same is for many people, which is why it's so impressive when Maria comes on live, or if Daniel is going to come on live. Like, Maria's native language is Spanish. Daniel's native language is Portuguese, but they both speak English really, really, really well. And I know that they have been, it doesn't come quickly. It takes hard work to become good at any language. Anita, welcome. Welcome. All right, here we go. Tran, how are you? What's the difference between by contrast, in contrast, and on the contrary? Great. Great different, three different phrases here. All of them mean like going to be very different from the other. So when you hear like contrary, contrast, think of very different. Okay. Often comparing two things. So I'm going to use a sentence with each of them by contrast. So I need to think of two things that are different. All right, I'm gonna think about the Euro and the Copa. So I'm an American guy that doesn't know much about soccer, but when I watch games from the Copa, I feel that they are more physical. There's a little bit more pushing and shoving. By contrast, I think the Euro, it's a little quicker, not as much contact. Okay, so that was a really long sentence to try to describe those two things. But by contrast, you introduce one thing and then you introduce something else that's a little different, and you can put by contrast in the middle. In contrast, it's pretty much the same thing. And I will use it like this. The Portuguese language is pretty similar to English. In contrast, Japanese is quite a bit different. So I'm comparing Japanese, the language, to Portuguese, the language, comparing them to English, how Japanese is quite a bit different than Portuguese. So on the contrary is a little different though. A lot of times we start the sentence with on the contrary. And it's very formal, by the way. You won't hear a lot of people just casually saying on the contrary. In fact, it sounds British to me almost, but let's take a teenager, and they're getting in trouble with their parents. Maybe the parents wake up the next morning and say, "You were supposed to be home at midnight. Why did you come home at 1 o'clock in the morning?" The teenager could say, "On the contrary, I was home by 11. So it's when you are disputing what was just said. No, on the contrary. Let's do a very simple one. "Hey, I heard you like pancakes for breakfast." "Oh, on the contrary, I like waffles." So just be careful with on the contrary. It's a little bit more formal than regular just chatting. "My question." What is this? "My question. How's your eye?" "How's my eye?" "Ario, did I hurt my eye? My eye?" "EYE? How?" Maybe there's a typo there. Oh, okay. Here it is. "How's your Italian learning?" "Oh, thank you, Ario. It's going pretty well. I need to spend more time with it. I'm spending a lot of time with like YouTube and teaching English. This morning, I spent a good 30 minutes with Italian, and I'm going to try to get in another 30 minutes today, but I need to work more with my Italian. I love it. It's just, you know, I've been teaching YouTube a little bit too much, I think. More Italian. Mode, the trickster." I was talking with Mode a little bit yesterday, Bob the Canadian, on his other channel. We were playing a little GeoGuessr. And Norway. Every other country was Norway. Norway is the new Hungary. Mode, great. Thanks for stopping by. I'm sure you're busy. SEO Woo is saying hello. "What's the difference between even if and even though?" Ooh, great question. Not that different from by contrast. So you still need like two things to be happening. Okay. Let's go with even though first. And let's say they're going to have a picnic. By the way, it is like rainy and nasty outside. Let me show you a little video here. That's what it looks like outside my house. So if I wanted to have like a picnic outside, I might say, "Hey, we're going to have that picnic even though it's raining." So again, you have to have two things and they have to be like somewhat different. You wouldn't say, "Hey, we're going to have a picnic even though it's sunny." No, you'd have a picnic anyway. So with even though, there's often just a little bit of a problem, but you're still going to do it though. So, I like to study English, even though I find it hard. So again, you have two things. One, the good thing, I like studying English, even though it's kind of hard. So you often will introduce something that's pretty good, followed with, "Well, but still we're going to do this, even though." Even if. Now, I will use the same picnic one, okay? Because there, you're not sure if. If is always a word we use when we're not sure. So we're going to have the picnic today, even if it's raining. So it's in the future a little bit. It doesn't have to be, but you're just not sure of a condition, even if. I am going to study for this English test, even if it takes me all night. So again, you're not sure the outcome, which is why we would put even if there. Yeah, hopefully that helps. Hopefully that's a great question, by the way. How's your eye? Yeah. So that happens though sometimes, right? It's happened to me. You're typing and you accidentally hit the return. It's a return button on my keyboard. I didn't mean to send that email. Oh no. That's happened to me before. My eye is good though so far. Although I do need glasses. Yeah. As I get older, still need glasses. All right. Look through. I'm trying not to miss any questions. If I do, thank you for not spamming the chat, by the way. But oh, Tran. Ooh. This is a good one. Okay. These are all related, Tran. What's the difference between dilemma, quandary, and predicament? So Americans, at least, will not use quandary much. But it is a problem. But you know, I'm in a bit of a quandary. I'm gonna keep using the picnic one. Okay, I'm in a bit of a quandary. It's supposed to rain today, but I'm supposed to have a picnic. So, a quandary, a dilemma, very similar. The dilemma, it's a choice, and you're not sure which one to choose. So let me use it like this. I have a bit of a dilemma today. It's supposed to rain, but I am supposed to have a picnic. What should I do? So when you have a dilemma, that's a question that's often asked. Ugh, what should I do? Predicament? So close. In fact, I can use it the same way. You just might say, I'm in a bit of a predicament. I need to go to this picnic this afternoon, but it's supposed to rain. Yeah, I'm in a bit of a predicament. Sometimes we'll predicament. It's hard to say. Do you know what we often change it to? Instead of saying, oh, I'm in a bit of a predicament. It's hard to say. That's even hard to say. I'm in a bit of a pickle. A pickle. Not sure where it comes from. Starts with a P. But if predicament is too hard to say, you can just say pickle. Man, I'm in a bit of a pickle today. I have a picnic to go to, but it's supposed to rain. What should I do? It's quite a dilemma. So hope that helps. A pickle. All right, let me jump down to a few more here. Ooh. I like this question here. Don, what's the difference between to complete, to end, and to finish? Well, they're all pretty much the same here. Again, these are all pretty much the same. Let's say somebody is in really good shape and they are running a marathon. So, in the United States, we use miles. So a marathon is like 26.2 miles, I think. So they can complete that marathon. It means they finished it. They finished it. They will eventually get to the end if they finish it. So they're all pretty much signaling that something is done. So complete and finish can almost be used interchangeably. Like I could ask my students, hey, have you completed your assignment? Hey, have you finished your assignment? Maybe we're taking a test in class and I might say, hey, this test is going to end in 30 minutes. You need to make sure you are done. So a little different, but they all have something to do with being done with something. Let's see. Katarina, how are you? How else can I say the sun is shining? Well, you know, a lot of times that's perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, I wish the sun was shining today. It's not. But, oh, yeah, the sun is shining out. You might say, whoa, it's really bright out. That could be another way to say the sun is shining without saying the sun is shining. We could do this as like a TikTok. Tell me the sun is shining without telling me the sun is shining. Do you get those things quite a bit? I know it's in Italian because I get a lot of those in Italian. Yeah, it's bright out. Let's see. I need my sunglasses. It's so bright. I just bought a new pair of sunglasses. $7. It was quite a deal. Katarina, I hope that helps. But sometimes it's just, yeah, perfect to say, whoa, the sun is beaming. We might say that. The sun is beaming. But Maria, SEO Wu wants to know, how is the weather in Argentina? I have a feeling it's might be a little bit cold. Although Maria was saying in the Discord that it never gets like super cold where she lives, I think. I hope I don't pronounce your name the wrong way. Amanja, if I said that wrong, I'm sorry. How are you? I'm doing pretty well. Hope you're doing well as well. What's the meaning of cliche? I always have a problem with it. Oh, this is a good one. A cliche is a bad thing, by the way. But it's when something happens that is supposed to happen. So a lot of times when you're talking about writing or seeing a movie or reading a book, we'll talk about cliches. We'll talk about cliches. I just went to see the movie The Black Widow. It's a Marvel movie. She is a superhero. And there were a few cliches in there. Like the bad guy, the bad person. It was actually, there were two bad people in there. One was a woman, one was a guy. But it would be such a cliche if the bad guy would, you know, all the evil villains in movies, they have that evil laugh. It's a cliche. Like they always do the same thing. So we just get used to it. Yeah, it's a cliche. Man. Yeah, so cliches are bad. We want to stay away from them. They're just not very unique if it's a cliche. Having trouble coming up with one that's not going to be offensive. A cliche. Oh, it's so cliche. This is kind of sweet though, but let's say a guy is going on a date with a woman for the first time and he brings her flowers. Like, I'm sure she will like it, but that's kind of cliche. Like, you know, everybody does the same thing. Or chocolate. And in the United States, we have a holiday called Valentine's Day. You may have it in your country. It's February 14th. My wife and I, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day because it's just like so cliche. Wherever you go out to eat, it's going to be more expensive. You know, everybody does it. So we take a day in March or April where we just celebrate and, you know, we don't get each other chocolate and flowers. It's just, yeah, it's so cliche. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps. Let's look for some more. Looks for some more questions. Oh, yes. Did I get vaccinated against the virus? Yes, I did. I think that was a couple months ago. Yeah, I think it was around early April. I had my last one. So no, by early April, I had had my like 2 weeks. So I was good to go. Yeah, I was good back in early April. Hopefully everyone, wherever you live, I hope things are getting better. Ario. Yeah, Uncle Sam refers to the U.S. government. It can. Let's see. Let me pull up a picture of Uncle Sam here. because he's kind of a famous guy. I don't know the exact history of this, but I think it was during World War One or World War Two, where the U.S. government, I think, invented a mascot called Uncle Sam. And this is a picture of Uncle Sam. He's got his red, white, and blue hat on. You know, he looks very American. He's got the red tie on, a white shirt, and a blue overcoat. We might call that a blue overcoat right there. I want you. So this was a poster. We actually might call it propaganda when the government is trying to get you to do something. So Uncle Sam says, "Hey, we need you, soldier." A recruiting station is where soldiers will go to sign up for the U.S. Army. So that is Uncle Sam. Yeah, he's still used sometimes, Uncle Sam, but very big during World War One and World War Two. Next one, Fabio. What's the expression "few and far between" mean? What does that mean? Man, I'm just going to pretend that I'm a mean teacher in my classroom, okay? And I might say, "Oh, the smart kids in this classroom, they're far and few between." Far and few between. It means there aren't many of them. That would be so mean for a teacher to say, right? If I don't have to teach class at my school for about another month or so, about 6 weeks. But if I got to my class on the first day and I said, "Whoa, smart people in this room, far and few between," just means there aren't that many. So let's think of a cornfield. Let's think of a cornfield. And if there was a disease in the corn and there weren't that many really good pieces of corn growing, like you can picture it, they would be far and few between. So you might have to pick 10 ears of corn. We call them ears, just like ears. So you might have to pick 10 ears of corn to get a good one. Like they would be far and few between. Few doesn't mean a lot. So it's a really fancy way to say there aren't very many. Far and few between. Hope that helps. We say that quite a bit in the United States. So good one, Fabio. Good. Oh, so Maria says in Argentina that she's got the air conditioners. So maybe it is getting hot there. The humidity. Oh, sorry. Never mind. Let me actually read this. Oh, air conditioners are a blessing for me. Haha. The best invention of humanity, in my opinion. She didn't say humidity. I am dealing with humidity. Just when it's really wet in the air, we outside of this room, I actually have a dehumidifier running, which is supposed to take the water out of the air. It's just so wet. And we don't want mold to grow. I'm in the basement. Mega's here. Hey, hope all is well in India. Miho, Japan. All right. So what's the difference between drought? You see that in capital letters right there? Thanks, Lucian. Drought and flu. So I don't know. I'm just going to look up flu to make sure. But a lot of times, if I don't know what something is, and I'm a native English speaker, I live English every day of my life. If I don't know what it is, you probably don't need it. If I haven't said it for 45 years, you probably don't need it. So let's talk about drought. And the way I know flu is not even close to drought. So let's talk about those two words. And I'll talk about flu the way I know it, and I'll bring up a page here in a minute. But drought, weird spelling, it just means a place has not received rain in a long time. Let me hydrate here for a second. Just speaking of drought, makes me thirsty. So drought means that place has not received rain for a long time. And Americans, if we have grass, we call it a lawn. We love to water our lawn. We love to get the hose out and water our lawn. And if a place is going through a drought, the city government may say, hey, we don't have enough water. You can't water your lawn. And if you do, you will have to pay a fine. That happened here a couple of years ago. So drought, I hope that's pretty straightforward. Flu, if you're watching this on replay, fast forward 30 seconds. You might never need this, but a flu is right there. Thank you, Mr. Google. A flu, let me make this a little bigger for you. A flu is usually talking about like a chimney or something like that. And the flu would just, it lets, like you can often close the flu to make more air come out. If you have a wood stove, if you open the flu, it might allow more wind inside and it might make your fire a little bigger. So I can't remember the last time I used the word flu, but the way I know it, it doesn't really have anything to do with drought, at least not that I can think of. All right, Tron, I hope I'm not missing too many. What? Oh, here's a good one right here. That this is great. Modal. He seemed to believe the old cliche about a woman's place being in the home. Oh, that's a great one. I hope, at least where I live in the United States, men, women, they are as equal as possible. If a woman wants to be a police officer, she can work really hard, just like a guy, become a police officer. Yeah, that would be a cliche that a woman's place is in the home. Nicely done. So yeah, hopefully that's the way, you know, in your country, like, hey, women can do everything a man can do, you know, mostly. I think the whole peeing, standing up, the men might have that one, right? It's kind of hard for a woman. Maybe it's possible, but yeah, just about everything that a woman can do, a man can do, and just about everything a man can do, a woman can do. We might have to work a little harder at some things, but most things are hard work if they're worth doing. Okay, let's get back to this great comment. Thank you, Modal. What's the difference between neglectful in negligent, okay? Neglectful and negligent. So they are a little different. But both people are not doing what they're supposed to. Okay. If somebody is neglectful, they, let's take some children and let's take a parent. I often hear this with pets too. But if a parent is neglectful of their children, it might mean they don't talk to them, they don't feed them, they don't give them good clothes. They don't really care about them, which is awful. Negligence mostly has to do with like courts and laws. So you could go to court. Maybe you got into an accident with another car. You hit another car. And if you were negligent, it means it's your fault. You're responsible. You have to pay. Negligent. We have a guest. We have a guest. So she just popped on. I would love to bring a guest on here. I don't want to steal her thunder. I don't want to say too much about this next guest. So I will let her introduce herself and everything. but I think she has some big news that you might know about already, but big news for her country. So I'm going to bring Maria on, and I am going to ask her to introduce herself. And I don't think she'll have any problem doing that. So if everyone could please welcome Maria to the stream. Maria.
Hello, Brent. Hello, everyone. How are you? Well, I think most of you already know me. I think so. But if you want, I can reintroduce myself. I don't have problems with that.
We might have some new viewers. I know you are a rock star in this stream and in Bob's stream and amazing at GeoGuessr, but there might be
I wasn't there yesterday. I couldn't be at the GeoGuessr game, but
we missed you.
I'm sure.
We got a lot wrong. I don't think Mode is here anymore, but we were like,
no, he left.
If it makes you feel any better, Norway was like every other country.
That's why you said that it's a new Hungary, because I remember that the last time or the other one, it appeared like three times for sure. And I think Norway now is the ex-Hungary.
Oh, okay. It was the same last night then. Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, I don't think so Norway's here.
We should guess Norway the next time.
Yeah. When we don't know, just guess Norway.
Well, so shall I introduce myself again?
I would love that.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know me yet, I'm Maria from Argentina, a country in South America. I'm between Chile and Uruguay, Brazil, below Brazil, right?
Yeah, both work. Yeah.
Well, and talking about that, that's related to what I was going to say. I'm very happy because the Copa America, also the Euro Cup soccer tournaments, finished this last weekend, and we Argentinians, our national team, won the Copa America after 28 years of not winning any soccer national cup in general, not the World Cup or the Copa America. So we are very happy because we have one of the best, for me, it's the best player, soccer player in the world, Lionel Messi. You said the other day that he was Brazilian. And no, that's Neymar. He's great. Yeah. I like Neymar, but he's Neymar. Messi is from Argentina, but he plays in Europe as most of our greatest players because they are well paid there. That's a problem.
Did I? If I said he's from Brazil, that was a mistake. I know he's number 10, Argentina, the blue and white stripes. I know. Yeah. I know Messi.
Yeah. But the first time I told you in the chat, you said, he's from Brazil, or no, you said that he was from Portugal. So you got confused with Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo. He's from Portugal.
That might have happened.
He hasn't won many cups in general. Portugal never won a World Cup, I think. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. If anybody's from Portugal, I'm sure they will correct us.
Yeah, maybe we can check it later. So, and apart from being very happy because Argentina won the Copa America, I'm very happy because Italy won, and our friends Arone and Linda, and maybe there are more from Italy that we don't know, Italy won the Euro Cup against England. Sorry for England. I know you don't have English from UK viewers, I'm sure, but if they are, sorry. Because I told you many times, but one of my grandmothers was Italian. So, and I have the Italian citizenship. So I'm half Italian and half Argentinian in a way. So I was very happy that we won. And sorry if I continue speaking, but I have to say many things.
I was thinking about all the time. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, you're doing a great job.
No, because all the people here in Argentina are saying, and for me, maybe it's true, you have to believe in these things, but they are saying that Maradona, you know, our best player that died last year, Diego Maradona, that maybe he did something from the heaven, right? Maybe he sent some energy, and because we won against Brazil in the Maracanã, that is their best stadium there, right? And Italy won in the Wembley stadium in that's Maria from Brazil. Hello, Maria. I love Brazil and I love Neymar too, so don't worry, I'm not I don't want to fight with Brazilians, but I'm happy we won. And Italy won in the Wembley Stadium in England. So for them, I think it's one, I don't know, but maybe it's one of their best stadiums too. So, okay. And you remember Maradona, the hand of God in yes. England. well, so we have a history with that. So, well, it was like a bit crazy, right? And it was the whole weekend because one match was on Saturday, our match, and the other one was on Sunday. So it was a whole weekend full of Maradona's wishes fulfilled. Crazy. They were fulfilled. So I think he's very happy up there.
I didn't know that the Hand of God match, that happened against England?
Yeah, that happened against England. I don't remember when was that, in which match. In which year. It was in a World Cup, but I don't remember the year because, of course, if I had been born before that, I was very young, so I don't remember. But yeah, we in that match, I know that we scored two goals. One of them was the hand of God. That's a very famous goal. And the other one was I think it was the same match, the best goal of that century. They call it like that, like the best. The best score or goal. You can say score and goal. Those are correct.
Yeah, but remember, Americans, we don't know how to talk about soccer.
Yeah, anymore, I know.
So,
but. I don't know why I ask you. I should check it up in the dictionary.
Well, Luciano, though, did you see? Can you see his comment? He just wants to remind you, Pele, three.
Luciano is from Brazil.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm going to do...
I'm
going to do he had a great idea for a video. It's going to be on the other channel, but Ride Along with Ride Along. It's good stuff, Luciano. Thank you. But just don't forget, you know, the Brazilians are here. They're going to remind you.
Yeah, I think Brazil is the best of the world in soccer. And then we are. But we won the other day. So let us celebrate.
Exactly. Bring it on. Yeah, that's amazing.
Brazil has 5 World Cups. They are the best, I know. And I have like an issue with this thing that people in the world in general, that's a personal opinion, and I think that many people share it. People in the world are more focused on the Euro Cup than the Copa America. Of course, there are most countries that play in the Euro Cup because there are more countries there than here in America. And in America, the United States and Mexico don't play that Copa America, that tournament. So, but in general, when you say Copa America, many people from other countries, especially from the other part of the world, they don't know. Maybe they just think of the Euro Cup. So, I mean, that's great because there are many countries that play very well, play soccer very well, but here we have very good soccer and teams. Brazil, well, Chile now is playing very well. Argentina, Uruguay too, Colombia. Well, we had a very difficult match against Colombia. So I don't know. And I don't know if you know that, Brent, but have you noticed that how different we play in America than in Europe? The style of the game is very different. That is something that calls my attention in general.
Yeah, as a guy that doesn't know as much about soccer, the way I look at it, and I used it as an example today, but let me know if you feel the same way. The Copa is more physical. It's more like stronger. Whereas the Euro, it's a little bit more, you know, they like dance a little bit. It's more a little bit great. Yeah, flow. More. Yeah.
It isn't so interrupted. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. My dad, that he knows a lot of soccer, about soccer, he told me that. He said that because I asked him, why is so different the game there and here? And he told me that here they make players make a lot of commit a lot of falls, right? When you kick someone, a foul. I pronounce it wrong. They make a lot of fouls, and the referee, give a penalty. No, they sanction them.
Yeah.
Right. They give them a card, a yellow or red card, or no, maybe they just stop the play or the game. But in Europe, they continue playing. The referees or the refs, as you said, they don't stop the game that much. So the game flows, and it's, for me, it's more interesting to watch. But I don't know why it's so different. And then when you see, that's interesting in the World Cup, when you see, for example, Argentina or Brazil playing against Germany, it's like, for me, they are like tornadoes. They go like, wow. And here we play more slowly, I think, more like we think, more like Spain, maybe. Spain plays in a pretty similar way than here, I think, as it is played here. I mean, I don't know. Have you noticed that?
I don't know enough about soccer to like really know like deep down like that. Yeah. But I'm gonna follow your lead. I agree with you. You know more than I do.
Next year, you will, when you watch the matches of the World Cup, that it will be in November, I suppose, if it is in Qatar, you will have to watch some matches, especially those that are from, well, one team of America and one team of Europe or Asia, or I don't know which countries will play. Africa. I don't know which ones.
I know Qatar is in. Because they're the host country. I know Qatar is in. I don't know. Argentina, because
Qatar. You pronounce Qatar. We say Qatar. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it in English.
I don't think we know either. Sometimes you'll hear Qatar and then sometimes you'll hear Qatar. Yeah. Both pronunciations.
Okay. It's 100% sure that it will be held there or not. Maybe there's a possibility.
I think so. Yeah,
they are preparing the stadiums, but it's not a country, I think, that it's prepared for such an event.
I think they've been working hard. I don't know if you know Angelo. He's in the chat.
He's from there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Qatar right now. He's from the Philippines, but he's been working in Qatar for a while, and he shared a picture though of the stadium, and it looked amazing. So Maria, I have a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Next year for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
May I have four answers, because it's a difficult one.
Oh, I thought you only had one. Okay. Okay.
Of course, I want Argentina wins, but four candidates. I think that those are Germany for sure, even though they were eliminated in the first part of last World Cup, but I think they will be candidates. Well, I think that maybe Argentina, as we played now, we have a good team, and Leo Messi will still play next year because he's 35, I think now. Brazil and Italy. If I think of these last tournaments, for me, those four, of course, I will be wrong, but
you never know.
I know that Belgium is a good candidate. They did very well the last World Cup, but there are many countries that maybe develop during these months, and then maybe they end winning the World Cup. We don't know. Maybe the United States, who knows?
That's right.
Maybe you classify. For how long haven't you classified to enter the World Cup? Do you know?
No. I don't think we I don't think we're eligible for, we didn't make the Olympics this year. No. And I know that's a different age. I think everybody is under 23 for the Olympics, but we didn't make the Olympics. So I don't know. Algeria, I guess, has a strong one. There's a couple. Look at Algeria's in the house.
Okay. Algeria. So Algeria may be a candidate too.
Yeah. That'd be great. I think Italy and Argentina, just because, you know, they're the champs of their region, like they have to be strong. But like you said, so much could happen in a year.
Of course. You know?
Messi, he's not getting any younger, as we say.
He's not getting what?
He's not getting any younger. So
Of course. Now I think he's 34 or 35. So this will be his last World Cup, of course, because of his age. Yeah. So I hope we win, because we were like about this close to win the other World Cup in 2014. We lost the final against Germany. They won on penalties. No, not on penalties, but we went to extra time, I remember. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't so easy for them to win either. I'm using either.
Both.
That word.
Yeah. If you want to be a little more, you could say either. And I think that might be Canadian. You know, a little highbrow, we say. A little, I'll have either. I say either, but both are fine.
You can
both
say either or either. That's true. Both.
Yeah.
And neither and neither. The same.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ario says Japan. We can't forget about Japanese soccer too.
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel. Oh, he has to bring this up. My son told me about this. Yeah. The U.S. basketball team lost to Nigeria. How can that happen? I don't know. Like, I don't know if you, I think I mentioned it. I was at the Basketball Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago. Basketball was invented in the United States, and we lost.
Yeah, I know.
We lost. Now, Nigeria has a ton of people, so they probably have really good talent because of the millions and millions of people. But come on, U.S. basketball. Yeah. We're not very good at a lot of sports. We gotta win. I remember, wasn't Argentina really good at basketball?
We had Manu Ginobili, if I'm not wrong, because I'm not a specialist in other sports, just soccer. And I'm not a specialist, of course. And tennis. I like tennis, but I don't know many of tennis either. So, but Manu Ginobili, he's great. He's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a basketball fan, really, but I do know Manu Ginobili. Like, So.
Yeah.
People. We hosted Shrek.
In 1994, and I remember that at that time, there in that World Cup, Maradona had they made Maradona a test for drugs, and it was positive. So I think I don't know if we were eliminated or he was kicked out from the tournament. Yeah, because and he was. At that time, he was 34, I think.
Oh.
So his career at that moment kind of ended. It was in the United States in that World Cup. So I remember. So that was your last participation in the World Cup.
I hope not. And we were only there because we hosted it, I guess. Did you?
Yeah.
I think Germany won that year. I think. I remember Jürgen Klinsmann was a.
Maybe.
Was a big one.
Germany has four World Cups. The last one was in 2014 when they won against us. When they beat us. So.
And I heard that is it Uruguay? I mean, I know I pronounce it like an American, but Uruguay, do they have the most Copas? Is
it Copa America.
Oh, Copa America. But yeah.
I heard the other day that. Now we are even. So we have 15 Copa Americas and they have 15.
Wow.
I hope I'm not wrong, but I heard that. Yeah, that now they were on the top and now we had 14 and now we have 15 too. Yeah. And so Uruguay is great.
Yeah.
More than Brazil. I don't know Brazil, how many Brazil has, but they are the best in the World Cup, of course, Brazil.
Uh-oh, we've got some love for Maradona. And I know I say it wrong, but yeah,
yeah.
Legend.
Maradona. Everyone knows Maradona. What does Daniel say?
I DM'd him. He said there's a on the Discord, the channel members, like the Discord, he doesn't come, but if you miss a day, you know, it's like 15 new chats, yeah. You know, and different, yeah.
It's like reading a book, more or less.
Wait, Rod says five.
But five World Cups. We were talking about the Copa America, Rod. The Copa America, I know that Uruguay and Argentina now have won 15. I know how many Brazil won up to now.
Probably Rod, he's like, we don't care about the Copa. We care about the World Cup. That's where
the most important is the World Cup, of course. Yeah. We all want to win that, of course. Well, so
yeah, I got
you want to ask me.
Yeah, I got to get going pretty soon here, but I would like to know about the weather in Argentina right now. Like, where you live in Buenos Aires, right?
In Buenos Aires, in a city of Buenos Aires. Yeah.
Right. And I should tell everybody. I told you, I think, in the Discord, but I have a friend. He works in television. He's been literally all over the world. And I asked him, if you couldn't live in the United States, where would you live? He said Argentina. He said Buenos Aires, Argentina. He said he used to live in New York too, but he said it reminds him a lot of New York, where people dress.
He means Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires reminds him of New York,
mm-hmm.
or any other part of the country.
No, he said New York and Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires, said,
yeah,
Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires, not the province, but the city.
Yes.
Called Capital Federal. I live near Capital Federal, 50 kilometers from Capital Federal. My city is very crowded, but it's smaller than Capital Federal. The weather today, it's rainy, and it's a bit cold, but not enough for me. You know, all of you know already that I don't like summer. And last week we had one day of 25 centigrade, and we are in the middle of winter. So
crazy.
Please give me my winter back. Some days at least. We have 4 days of some cold, and then again the temperature reaches almost 20 degrees. 20 degrees, I think that for anybody is cold, right? Or am I crazy? 20 degrees is not winter.
I don't know. No, definitely not winter. No.
No.
No. No.
It's crazy. Well, today now it's, I think it's 12 degrees, and these following days it will be a bit colder, but the winter started 1 month ago, and we haven't had many days with cold weather. Maybe 1 week up to now, and then many days with temperatures maximum. How do you say maximum temperatures?
Yeah, or the highs. We might just say the highs.
The highest temperatures reached, in general, between 18 and 20 degrees, centigrade, not Fahrenheit. I wish there would be, it would be Fahrenheit. If it was 20 Fahrenheit, that would be like below zero here in centigrade.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so Argentina's in the house, by the way. Cecilia said hi.
Argentina. Cecilia. I wanted to say Cecilia. Hi, Ceci. Yeah, she was very happy too because we won. And we were talking about that the other day. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, hey,
Maria, I have to get going.
Okay, me too.
Okay.
I'm working, but now I made a pause.
Okay, don't get in trouble.
No, it's okay.
Maria, I want to thank you so much for stopping by. I want to thank everybody else for stopping by. If I missed your question, I will look back through the chat. And you might see it on my other channel, or if it's a really long video, maybe I'll put it on this channel. Mm-hmm. So thank you all so much. Okay. Again, Maria, thank you. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
See you all.
Well,